With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. We begin tonight with a deep dive into an issue that affects us all, crime, as the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service today released the crime statistics for 2023. The total number of crimes across the Cayman Islands rose slightly by 3.9% for a total of 3,955 instances of crime. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks breaks down the numbers from the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service annual crime and traffic statistics report.
The RCIPS says there's been a 7% increase in call for services and an increase of roughly 4% for recorded crime compared to 2022. Police Commissioner Kurt Walton.
Our calls for service in 2023 were 37,866. That meant for us an increase of 2,544 more calls for service in 2023 than in 2022.
A call for service does not always mean a crime has occurred. Only 10% of the incidences or call for services related to what the annual report calls the total recorded crime. The report says that 2023 saw 150 more crimes, 4% higher than the year prior, with the highest portion being acquisitive crimes.
Pretty much all areas of acquisitive crime are on the up, and that would be your robbery, burglary, criminal trespass, and theft.
The number of acquisitive crimes reported for 2023 was 1,469, with 144 being cases of vehicle-related theft, an 11% increase in general theft, and deception-related theft increasing by 48 instances. In terms of firearms, the top cop says that still remains a huge priority.
Firearms continue to be a significant concern for us. And in fact, when I commenced my role here as Commissioner of Police on the 29th of September, it's been a real challenge for the organization.
Areas that saw a decrease in crime over 2022, drug offenses, disorderly conduct, ICT and fraud-related crime, as well as property damage, public order, affray, and threats to damage property. Overall, the RCIPS assessed crime in Cayman as stable.
When you look at it overall through the year, really you have periods where you've got crime at a very relatively stable level, and then you have crime when it gets to a peak level, and we try to bring that back down to a level where it's stable.
But that doesn't mean the force is complacent about the work that needs to be done.
Well, we're never happy about crime being up, being stable, I will say that, but we do have to put it all into perspective in the sense that it's not out of hand.
In terms of solving crime, the RCIPS has announced a new crime recording and detecting policy approved towards the end of 2023, which is now in effect. But they say don't expect results to be visible overnight. The new policy is expected to be a public document, which the public can refer to and use to judge police performance. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The full report is available at rcips.ky. The Deputy Premier and Cayman's government representative in Asia have moved on to Hong Kong after 2 days of meetings in Tokyo.
Just had two solid working days of meeting in Tokyo with financial services, institutions, private sector, government entities. Very positive and impressive reports on the use of Cayman Islands products and recommendations on future business.
Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, tells Radio Cayman that he and Jean DaCosta also supported the Maritime Authority, meeting with one of their key clients to talk about using Cayman Islands financial services. While in Hong Kong, the pair will attend a conference and have private meetings with several current businesses and organizations that already make use of Cayman services. The results of a survey done earlier this year in relation to new national youth and sports policies are shared at a workshop this month. The Minister for Youth, Sports and Heritage, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, told attendees nearly 1,300 people participated in the survey.
This surpasses our initial sample size of about 200 to 300 responses by a significant margin. As we promoted the survey, a frequent question we received was, why is it so important for the public to complete this survey? The answer to that question is quite simple. It's to ensure that the national policies we draft mirror your needs, your interests, your aspirations, and your perspectives.
Government's efforts to develop the new policies were announced back in January, which included a series of stakeholder and public consultation meetings. The national policies will provide a framework for the development of youth and sports programming for the islands for the next 5 to 10 years. The Cayman Islands government is investing in mental health awareness for civil servants with a series of monthly sessions lined up for 2024. Jason Dunkley is the clinical supervisor at the Counseling Centre, which is under the umbrella of the Department of Counseling Services.
They started just last year. We got requests from a few different government agencies that were aware that some of their staff were having challenges with mental health, different various mental health issues. So one of the things we were able to do is go into each of those agencies individually and provide a workshop up to about 2 hours and give them the general information about mental health issues in general and signs and symptoms and how to manage mental health and how to best kind of signpost and refer people.
Mr. Dunkley said the feedback was so positive that this year they've decided to hold monthly presentations so that there will be ongoing opportunities for civil servants to participate.
It is a presentation, it's not a therapy, not a group therapy session, so we're not going to be asking you to divulge anything deep and personal. But also what you'll find is that they can come along and expect it to be very much a dialogue between myself and my co-facilitator and the participants. It will be an open discussion around people's understanding of mental health issues, and if they want to share some of their experiences, that's great, but we'll make sure we'll keep everybody safe and it stays safe and appropriate.
The sessions are for civil servants only, and you can find out more by visiting the government's internal website, thehub.gov.ky. Now, these sessions will be held face-to-face at Government Administration Building, and the aim is to help participants learn more about their natural emotions, the triggers that affect each of us, and share healthy coping responses. The Department of Agriculture is inviting anyone who wishes to develop a green thumb to join their home garden course. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins reports.
Whether you're sort of familiar with what it takes to garden or have no idea what you're doing and need some help with developing skills, the Department of Agriculture says this course is perfect for you.
Home garden course was designed to teach interested homeowners, backyard gardeners, just about anybody who is interested in, whether they have large or small spaces, to grow food for themselves and their families, and possibly earn some extra money in the process. If it runs for a month.
Every Saturday, starting May 4th, Claudette McKenzie Bowen, agronomist at the Department of Agriculture, will go over various topics with budding gardeners.
And we start off by teaching them how to set up their home garden, you know, choosing their location, the need for irrigation and that sort of thing. Types of seed that they can use, what to grow. Then we look at the crop nutrition side of things, as well as pest and disease management for the crop. And we top it off by teaching them about food safety in the home garden.
The cost is $50 per person, and the DOA says don't forget to email your payment receipt to communicationsdoa@gov.ky. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
So kapok would be an example of a local or a common name for this tree, and then its scientific name is Ceiba pentandra. And if anybody thinks Ceiba sounds familiar, La Ceiba, that's actually named for this tree because of the cultural significance of this tree.
It is Wildlife Wednesday, and Hannah Reed from the Ministry of Sustainability and Climate Resiliency took civil servants on an eye-opening tour.
We took a walk around the Government Administration Building, some of the parking lots, to take a look at the native endemic plants that are here, the native and endemic plants that are still here, to get a sense of what wildlife calls the Government Administration Building property home, and to celebrate Earth Week and spend some time in nature.
It was really interesting that we walk right by these things all the time. Don't even know what some of them are or what value they have. It is kind of cool for you to be able to share that with us.
I love it. I mean, there was a time when Caymanians knew the names of all of the species around them, and they knew their uses, they knew what they were good for, how they could help, how they could hurt, how they could heal. And I think it's really important for us to be able to take opportunities in our day to celebrate that Caymanian environmental knowledge.
By the way, Hannah also has a blog called Bush Girl Medicine and is working on a PhD in ethnobiology. That's the study of the relationships between people, biota, including animals, and environments. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.